We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, the subject for discussion today is a person a sinner by birth or by choice? Are sins inherited? Many honest and sincere people have been led to believe that since the fall of Adam, every living soul is born with a corrupt nature. That is to say, that every person is born under the condemnation of heaven. Regarding this theory, one creed states, and I quote, "People are positively born inclined to evil, and therefore under just condemnation to eternal ruin, without defense or excuse." It is affirmed that those who sin, and there are none who do not sin, by evidence that all men have a corrupt nature. According to this theory, if Adam had a corrupt nature, he must have inherited it from his father. Now, since Adam was the son of God, the Bible says, that would make God corrupt in nature. This is a mistake. Adam sinned through temptation. God cannot be tempted. God cannot sin. Adam sinned through temptation like men sin today. Satan first appealed to Adam through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life. Satan said, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden?" The woman, who obviously understood God, replied, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." The subtle tempter then falsely declared, "Ye shall not die, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The temptation was alluring and far-reaching. It appealed to the lust of the flesh and the eyes, was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, the Bible says. It appealed to the vainglory and pride of life. A tree to be desired to make one wise was the appeal. Adam and Eve, deceived by Satan, through distrust, disobeyed God and became the first sinners. The first man and woman, through their own choice and volition, became the first sinners. Their sins were not inherited. Neither were they foreordained and predestined by an unchangeable decree of God that they should become sinners. If Adam and Eve were foreordained and unchangeably predestined by God to sin against God, then they were irresponsible and God was responsible for their sins. According to this theory, if they had not sinned, then they would have changed the unchangeable decree of God. And since they did sin, they did so without choice in the matter. Therefore, God is responsible for sin in the world. This is a false premise and a false conclusion. It must be scripturally understood that Adam was a creature of volition, and so every human being born on this earth is a creature of volition. Adam acquired his sin by choice and not by inheritance. God forbade the eating of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. Adam and Eve had the choice. They could obey God by refusing to eat and live, or they could choose to eat and die. Adam's sin was not something he inherited from his father. Neither were his sins transmitted to his children. The doctrine of hereditary total depravity asserts that every child, every infant born into this world, is totally depraved, wholly sinful by nature, having inherited the sins of his parents, even the sins of Adam. The theory falsely assumes that Adam's nature was corrupted by sin, and all men inherit a corrupted and sinful nature from Adam. Surely, we must understand that the law of procreation, the law of birth, is from God and for the perpetuity of the human race. Could one possibly believe that God, through procreation, brings a baby, a human being, into this world with a corrupt nature, which leads him to sin without choice, and then punishes him for sinning which he could not avoid? This false theory, affirmed in several religious creeds, pronounces the infant at birth under just condemnation by reason of his inherited corrupt nature. Are babies born of the devil? One author states, and I quote, "That man is totally depraved is evident from his being a child of the devil, fathered by the devil, of the same moral nature, without salvation, destined to the same hell to which the devil is destined." Now, my friends, is that Bible teaching? It is difficult to understand how any father or mother could believe that this is true. I say to you that it is a false doctrine. God declares, "All souls are mine," Ezekiel 18, verse 4. The advocates of the theory of hereditary total depravity assert that all souls at birth are children of the devil. What a contrast! A passage of Scripture often cited as alleged proof of hereditary depravity is Psalms 51 and verse 5, in which it is stated, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." From this Bible statement, it is concluded that David was born in sin. As an infant, he was totally depraved. This, my friends, is false. There are two parts to the statement of David. One, he speaks of the condition of his mother, not himself. "In sin did my mother conceive me," he said. And two, David speaks of himself. "I was brought forth in iniquity." David did not say that he was born with a corrupt, sinful nature. The Bible says that people were born in a language, Acts 2, verse 8. This obviously does not mean that they were born speaking a certain language, but were born into a country of a certain language. David's statement that he was born in iniquity simply means that he was born into a world of iniquity. He was brought forth into a world where sin prevails. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? Man is not a sinner by inheritance, but by choice. Of Jacob and Esau it was said, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil." Romans 9, verse 11. From this statement it is evident that they were not sinners before they were born. They became sinners after they were born, when they began to do evil. Their sins were not inherited. Before they were born, they were innocent, free from sin, having done no evil. Men are not born with a sinful nature. Many people have misunderstood the Word of God concerning sin, whether one inherits the sins of his parents or whether he becomes a sinner by choice and volition. The Bible says that man does not inherit his sins, although many have misunderstood the Scriptures. Let us consider Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." From this Bible quotation, it is erroneously concluded by many sincere people that all people are born sinners and by nature are children of the devil. It must be observed, however, that the inspired writer declared that those people addressed on this occasion had been dead. Could it be possible that they were born dead? Certainly not. They were dead because of their trespasses and sins, the Bible says. They were dead because they walked according to the course of this world, the record reveals. They were dead because they were children of disobedience, the Bible says. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. They were not born in sin, but they became dead in sin because of their disobedience to God. These people to whom Paul directed this divine admonition were not depraved infants, but they were of such maturity and accountability that they chose to walk according to the course of this world, the apostle declared. Could one possibly conceive of a sweet, innocent baby disobeying God when he is totally incapable of obeying or disobeying anyone? Could one possibly imagine an infant or a child being guilty of walking in the course of this world of sin, including darkness of all kinds, sins of all kinds, drunkenness, malice, theft, hate, idolatry, murder, and other acts of unrighteousness? These are referred to as works of the flesh, as you read about in Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 20. Adam sinned not because he inherited sins from his father, God, but because he walked according to the course of the world, which included the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Since Satan, the prince of the world, was the great deceiver, Adam and Eve became the victims. Could one possibly imagine the inspired Apostle John addressing babies as "my little children who were born in sin, totally depraved by nature and dead in sin"? But my friends, it is unbelievable. Those who were addressed as being dead in sin in Ephesians chapter 2 were separated from God by reason of their own choice, their own sins and transgressions. The Apostle John explains what he means to walk according to the course of this world by his admonition to the Christians in these words: "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." 1 John 2:15, 16. The Apostle Paul declared in Ephesians 5, verse 1, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." If children were born of the devil, totally depraved, then it must be concluded that God inspired the apostle to declare that those who follow God are children of the devil. That is a false theory. My friends, are you listening? Dead in sin refers to a relationship and not to a state of one when he is born into the world. As of Old Testament times, so it is today. Man's own sins separates him from God. Jehovah, through the prophet, declared, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you." Isaiah 59 and verse 2. But someone inquired, "Did not Paul say that man is by nature a sinner?" It is not so, my friends. This is a false conclusion. Paul did say that the Ephesians were by nature children of wrath, even as the others, in Ephesians 2, verse 3. The term nature in the Scripture cannot mean innate nature of man. The Bible declares that man by nature honors God, not that man is by nature totally depraved. In Romans 2, 14, 15, the Apostle wrote, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves." Of the law of Moses, it was said to be holy, and the commandment holy and righteous and good. The Gentiles were said to be those people who were by nature good, the things of the law, and they did the things of the law. Therefore, it is an error to say that man is by nature a sinner, totally inclined to do evil. Man is by nature good because, basically, man is good. He does things which are right, even without a written law to command the right and the wrong. The apostle declared to the Gentiles that God gave them a conscience so that they, by nature, might do the things of the law, not evil. When Paul declared to the Ephesians that they were, by nature, children of wrath, he was referring to their relationship with God, being dead in sin, while in their unconverted state. Both the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians were once in an alienated relationship with God. Therefore, the objects of God's wrath, because they were yet in sin, having not obeyed the gospel of Christ. Beloved, the doctrine of hereditary total depravity declares that man is totally passive in regeneration. One author says, "The depraved sinner cannot act except by enabling grace of God through the Spirit." Ladies and gentlemen, that must be considered to be false. Another author said, "The necessity of repentance and faith after regeneration is very obvious. This theory of inherent total depravity makes man totally under the power of the devil, with no choice nor ability to reject Satan and obey God. The sinner is so depraved that he cannot act except, quote, by enabling grace of God through the Spirit." The theory then of necessity leads to the false conclusion that man is incapable even of repentance, is incapable of faith until after regeneration by direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a false conclusion. That is against the teaching of the Bible. And we shall continue our discussion of the question, does man become a sinner?